The number one marketing strategy you need in today's business climate is networking. Word of mouth and referral marketing is the most powerful way to grow your business. But for many, just the idea of networking causes anxiety, frustration, and perhaps a little fear. The Once Timid Networker radio show will get you through these networking challenges by providing tips, suggestions, and real-life success stories of other business professionals who got out of their own way and learned to love networking. Now, here's your host, the original Once Timid Networker, Tara Schmeichel.
Welcome to the show today, everyone. Thank you so much for taking time out of your day to listen to what we have to say today about following up. And as you know, this is a program all about networking and how to have more efficient and more effective results. So thank you again for joining us. Now, today, like I said, we're talking about follow-up. And sadly, this is one of the weakest parts of the networking strategy that some people have. They may go to the event, they make some really good contacts, they may even get permission to call, and yet there sits that business card on their desk. They may even have a stack of them. Yes, a stack. In fact, they might have multiple stacks for multiple events. And so there's something lost there. Now, part of this is that a lot of us are perfectionists, and we want to do it right. We want to do it the right way. Would you agree with that? There are things that come up, though. We're busy. We've got family things that happen. We've got a business to run. We've got all these things that are going on in our world, and it takes a lot of energy for us to maybe do it the right way. And so we don't do it at all because we have that perfectionist thing inside of us. And so they sit there. I know I've done it. I hope if you're listening, you're not thinking, oh, my goodness, really? And some of you might be, because this isn't something that all people struggle with, but a lot of people do. Now, I'm willing to venture that you will agree with me when I say that if we don't follow up after an event or after a meeting, that event has just become a waste of time. Now, I love to cook, and sometimes I'll go through a recipe or whatever, and I'll find something really cool that I would love to make, and I'll plan it out. I'll get everything ready. I'll go to the store. I'll get all of those wonderful ingredients, and sometimes they're not cheap. If I don't make that recipe, the money that I've spent, the planning and the time that I've spent is all gone to waste. And so this is exactly what can happen when it comes time to do our networking. We want to make sure that we're having the good results that we're looking for, and that while we are doing the networking, we're networking with the right reason and we're doing it the right way. So today our show is all about that. And I'm really excited to have my very good friend Steve Wine on. Steve is a representative for Send Out Cards, and he'll share a little bit more about that. But as you know, if you've never heard of Send Out Cards, Steve will share that with us. But if you have been the recipient or you already use them, it's a wonderful product. And one of the things I'd like to share about Steve is I've known him for several years. We're going on probably close to a decade. And Steve is one of the very best connectors I have ever met. He's very perceptive, and he's really in tune to the feelings of others. And his main goal is always to make other people feel important. He's one of the very best follower-uppers I've ever met. So please welcome with me Steve Wine. Thank you for joining us today, Steve.
Hello, my friend. Glad to be here.
Good deal. Good. I'm glad. So tell us a little bit more about, your business, first of all. For those of us who have never heard of Send Out Cards, tell us about what that is.
Well, it's a deceptively simple business. It's greeting cards.
Okay.
We're a little special because the way it works for our customers is they go online to our website and get in with a password-protected account, and they pick a card or they use their own graphics. They type it from their computer, but the magic happens when they hit send. We physically print a card and mail it for them with first-class postage.
That's very cool. Very, very, very high-class item that doesn't cost that much. So, very cool.
It's about helping people just reach out when they feel the need to communicate, so it gets done. So, enough of that.
Yeah, no, that's fantastic. I appreciate that because that is what we're talking about today. And for those of you who are listening and you think this is going to be a send out cards sales pitch, it's not. We will mention it here and there, but that is not what this show is about. So please stay on if you're already familiar or for whatever reason. Okay. So tell me, Steve, why is following up important to you? Because obviously that's part of why you do send out cards, but what is it that made you decide this is an important thing to do?
Well, with networking as the basis of what we're talking about here today, it's a cliche, but you hear the fortune is in the follow-up. Well, networking is about relationships, and follow-up really helps the relationships develop and blossom or continues to remind people of the existing relationships or the importance of them. So without the follow-up, all of that lacks. And also sometimes follow-up is the same as follow-through. And if you're not following through, then you lack integrity on the things you're telling people you're going to do.
And that's not a very good, not necessarily what we want to portray when we're networking.
Yeah.
So, okay. So was there anything that made you feel like, you know, and I know I'm kind of going out on a limb here, but is there anything that happened to you or something that you just thought, you know what, this is really important and I want to make this something that is vitally part of my, you know, core values or anything like that? Is there a story there?
Well, I, as you know, because you know my strengths, empathy is in my top five. And relationships are so much about feelings. And so I guess I've, in a sense, just always been somewhat innately aware of, you know, how other folks are feeling. And again, when you're trying to develop relationships, I think it's just in me that if you don't follow up, you're missing the opportunity to reinforce or build a relationship.
Yeah, okay. And for those of you listening and when you're wondering what Steve is talking about when he says, you know, his top five strengths, I highly, highly, highly recommend that you check out a book called Strengths Finder 2.0. And there are several others along that line as well. But if you've listened to this show very often, you know that that's something that has been an important part of my business world. And I know it has been part of Steve's as well, but I can't
Absolutely.
Recommend enough. Yeah, check it out. I think you'll enjoy it. Okay, so why, and we've kind of touched on it, but, you know, the importance of following up, you know, it's for our integrity. Are there some other things, other reasons why you can think of that it, you know, or why you feel that it's so important for us to follow up?
Well, oftentimes it's about getting things done. You referred to me as a connector, and I do enjoy connecting people, enjoy hearing how I can help other people. And oftentimes that's just by introducing the right people to each other. And so that's just my example here. But that's one form of getting things done. Is if you intend to help other people or intend to get something done, the following up and the following through is critical for action to happen. Otherwise, it's just a lot of words. Like you talked about, the times that people might go to a networking event and think they make all these great connections, but without any follow-up, it's really unlikely that anything productive is going to happen for either party.
Right. And there's a lot of missed opportunities there because I know, and I'm willing to guess that you have had this happen as well, I know that I've gone to people's offices or sat, you know, at their desks, whether they're at home or, you know, in at a office location, and they've seen the stacks of business cards.
Yeah.
And so, you know, I always, my personal thought is, oh, I wish I could help them have a system to follow up so that they can, you know, be effective in that. You know, and I tried to just assume that maybe those are ones that they've already followed up with. But it is a common thing for people to have a stack or two or more. So let's talk about a couple of different types of situations where a person would need to follow up.
Can I break in and just add a comment to those stacks of business cards?
Absolutely.
I really encourage people, if you have a stack of them and you're not sure if you're ever going to get to them, go through them and see if there's anything that totally stands out to you. Okay, I can still follow up on that. But I think what most people experience when they do that is, nope, too late, nope, too late, nope, too late. If that's how it is, throw them out and move on. Give yourself the freedom to do that. That's my two cents.
I think that's good because oftentimes we let that baggage hold us back. And sometimes we just need a fresh start, and giving ourselves permission to do that is helpful. So good point. I appreciate that. So we're talking about situations where we might be collecting those business cards. I know, you know, I've been to chamber events, and I end up getting a little stack. Are there some other events or situations where, you know, follow-up is going to be an important thing for us to think of?
Well, I think people who are networkers tend to be networking everywhere they go.
Mm-hmm.
So it's interesting you talk about a chamber thing. That's pretty intentional networking.
Mm-hmm.
It may not be hard contact, but it's intentional. People are typically there to network. And networking is one of the things that if you talk to people who are chamber members, that's one of the primary reasons they join, for networking opportunities.
Yeah.
But let's talk about maybe you run into somebody you haven't seen in years and they say, well, what do you do? And, oh, my gosh, that sounds so interesting. You know, let's get together.
Mm-hmm.
There's another form of, okay, you need to follow up. So it can really be kind of any interaction.
Yeah. Well, I was thinking, too, I mean, sometimes we follow up. I mean, I just kind of made a mental list of why we would need to, you know, we've got that that introduction maybe that someone has made for us. Maybe we're, you know, we've got, maybe it's not a business card, but it's an email or some kind of an introduction. Or maybe there's, we've just closed business with one of our customers. And so we want to have some form of follow-up. And obviously that would be a thank you. Sometimes we just want to do something to just be nice. Would you agree that those are all different forms of following up?
Absolutely. Well, the first example you just talked about, introducing people. Okay, so let's just imagine the scenario where you offer to introduce a couple of people, and maybe it's because you're talking with somebody specifically and you make the connection in your brain, oh, Bob needs to know Jan.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if you're talking to Bob about that and then you never follow through or follow up, you put Bob in the situation where he has to now feel like he's coming back and asking for a favor, and that's awkward, and he may not do it.
Mm-hmm.
And so if that's how you put your contacts, if that's where you put your contacts, where they feel like they have to ask for what you already offered, then they're kind of viewing you through that, I don't know if that person's very reliable lens.
Right. Yeah.
It's a big deal to do what you say you're going to do.
Right.
And I'll give credit to my friend Beth Anderson, who lives by that as well.
And she has been a guest on our show. She is the Conscious Networker. So check that one out, too, if you are interested more in learning how to be more conscious as you are networking. So thank you for that. And Beth has some really great ideas, too. So I think one of the ways that I've seen people follow up is they'll do something that seems kind of, impersonal. I've gone to an event and then I get an email that looks like a pitch. And it's kind of, here's all about me and here's, you know, I met you here and here's all about me, blah, 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 blah. Here's a link to my services. Here's a link to my, you know, product or whatever. And for me, Steve, that is a bit of a turnoff. Is that a method that you would recommend? Is that just me? Is that, you know, what are your thoughts on that kind of follow-up?
Well, I would call that promotional follow-up. And I guess that's fine in one sense, because it's a necessary component of marketing for a lot of people. But it's not follow-up in a personal, warm, relationship-building way, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
You know, how many times have you met somebody at a networking event and within days you find that you're on their list of never-ending promotional emails?
Yeah.
Some of them may look like newsletters, some of them may be invitations to come to events, whatever, but it may be somebody you hardly even spoke with, but they got your card and you're in the list.
Mm-hmm.
It's follow-up. I think it depends on what your goals are for your follow-up, whether that's effective or not.
Right.
And I think that's part of follow-up as well. What am I trying to achieve? Is it something I'm trying to do for others? Is it something I'm trying to promote? Is it information I'm trying to disseminate? And that's not an exhaustive list. There are a million different reasons for follow-up.
I think that's a really good point, though, because if we don't know what we're trying to achieve, we might be a little, scattered or unintentional with the way that we are following up, and we might completely miss the mark if we're not keeping that in mind. That's a really good point. I appreciate that. So what are some ways that you recommend for good personal follow-up?
Well, kind of running across the gamut, first of all, if you're talking about meeting somebody for the first time and wanting to see if you want to further your relationship, the phone's pretty great. Phones work.
Yeah.
And that would be probably not just a, hi, let's chat kind of call, but a, hi, can we get together? I'd like to learn more about you and your business kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
But, of course, we talked about newsletters. That's a form of follow-up. E versus printed. You know, you can actually mail people things still these days.
It's true.
Well, and I see a lot of newsletters that way, although I don't see as many as I used to.
Mm-hmm.
Lots of ways to follow up.
Yeah. Some of the things that I've especially on that first time, introduction, or you've met them once, and sending, a newsletter or, those different types of, the phone call. Those are some really good ways to follow up. What if this is somebody that I've met a few times and I've seen them here or there, and we're not super acquainted, but I think I really want to know that person. Is there a best way? I mean, I guess I'm kind of getting to the, are there certain ways to follow up that are better than others for different situations?
Well, in the instance you're talking about there, I would clearly gravitate toward some form of an invitation to get together physically and get to know each other, get together in the same geographic spot, if possible.
Mm-hmm.
That may not be possible, but maybe you invite them to Skype together if you're far apart. Talk on the phone, whatever it may be, but I would learn to lean towards some form of personal interaction at that point.
Okay. And I do. I personally use Skype frequently for meetings, because whether it's somebody, on the other side of the world or on the other side of my community, different times, we live in Minnesota and it can be very, very blizzardy sometimes. And
in a good winter.
So, Yeah. And people don't want to be driving. And so sometimes it's more convenient. I personally live kind of out in the country. Steve, I know you do as well. And it can take a little bit of time sometimes to get where I'm going if I'm snowed in, or, if the weather is hindering me in some way. So I like the Skype option, because you can still be face-to-face if you turn on the video feature. So
yep.
I think that's kind of cool.
So as you talk about what are some of the best ways, again, I don't want to be evasive, but I think it depends on the situation and your goals.
Mm-hmm.
But if I cut through all of it, one of the things I try to adhere to is, because I get people to ask me that fairly often, it's the way that it is going to be easy for you to continue to do and to follow through and be consistent.
I love that.
Because if you're inconsistent, it's broken. And we just talked about missed opportunities.
Mm-hmm.
If you're inconsistent, you're missing opportunities constantly.
I really appreciate you saying that, because once again, going back to the perfectionist type of personality, if I can't do it the right way, I won't do it at all. Or I'll wait until I can do it the right way, and then it doesn't happen at all. Or it's not consistent if it is. Sometimes just doing it, not the quote-unquote right way that you wish that you could. I really love to be able to send a handwritten card after a meeting that I do, when if I meet with somebody. But sometimes I don't have time to sit down and write a handwritten card. And so often I send an email. Are you telling me that that's okay?
Well, you're following up, you're following through. Would you agree that's better than failing to do so?
I would.
Okay. So there you have it. Something else I think to keep in mind is to be strategic. Just because you, and I'll use a networking event, maybe a chamber event as the example, just because you meet 30 people, there's no requirement you have to follow up with all 30 of them. That can be a rat hole of just, you know, pouring more time into it. Figure out if there were two or three people, you know, some limited number of people that you really had a stronger feeling maybe there's more opportunity for you to help each other, and focus on following up effectively with fewer and doing it well.
I like that idea too, because sometimes we can have a whole bunch of people in our database and we don't even remember where they came from if we haven't made a note in our system. And then you're left wondering, who is this person? So I like that idea a lot. So you're talking about being strategic with the people that we're following up. Are you strategic with the way, I mean, like if you've gone to a chamber event, like we've talked about before, if you've got a stack, are you strategic in the way that you follow up with all of your contacts? I mean, do you have different ways, Steve, that you do it? Obviously, I know you use send out cards, and there's a reason for why you do that.
Well, but it's not the only form I use, of course. Again, you have to utilize multiple ways to follow up and keep in touch with people. But to your core question, yeah, I think that different contacts require different forms of follow-up sometimes because they prefer different forms. But sometimes, again, back to being somewhat strategic, if you're following up with your existing database, for instance, you might want to ABC 123 it. You might want to figure out who needs to hear from you more often or in what form, so that you're getting the results you want and fostering the relationships you want.
Okay, so what if in my database and I've got my A list, and for those of you who haven't heard of the, you know, ABC list and the, you know, 123 and all of those, oftentimes we can sort our contacts into, you know, the different lists so that we know that our A list are people that we have a lot of contact with and we know that they would do anything for us. And all we have to do is pick up the phone or send them a note or a text or whatever, and they're there for us. And then our B list is, you know, those people who we probably haven't talked to them for a while, but all it would take to get them into the A list is a phone call. And then we would have talked to, you know, then they'd be right up there again. And typically that A list is usually between one day, you know, that we talk to them on a regular basis, between 1 and 60 days. Those are usually A-list type people, and then so on, where it kind of spreads out from there. Do you have other ways that you sort your contacts, Steve? I know this is totally not anything we discussed, but do you have other ways that you do?
Well, for me, there's also the drawing line between customers or other forms of contacts, maybe potential mm-hmm. customers. And that's a really basic one. But, I think people have to think through the different kinds of contacts they have, the different reasons they maintain those contacts, and consider keeping them in separate lists.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I sometimes will separate where I met them as well, just so that mentally I know, where I know them from.
And you know, for instance, I'm a member of Business Network International. Mm-hmm. My chapter members are on one list. People in other chapters I deal with regularly are on another list. Sometimes those lists will get treated the same way, but sometimes not.
Okay. All right. So how often do you follow up? Say you've got a connection, you've got a person that you know them, and you've had your meeting, your one-to-one meeting or your coffee meeting or whatever. How often do you follow up with them after that so that you do stay, oftentimes, I really appreciate a thank you after after a one-to-one meeting or a coffee meeting. I always appreciate sending one, and I love getting one. I just think that's wonderful. But do you follow up after that?
Yeah, and sometimes it's dependent on what we agreed to when we met,
mm-hmm.
because a lot of times just in a get-to-know-you meeting, even that will trigger, I can help you this way or you can help me that way. And so there might be follow-up that's functional based on that. But then, folks will typically end up on a list where I try to communicate with them in some additional form. And, again, I really do like the phone quite a bit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I want to stay in touch. And that's, that's something you can't maintain touch with 2,000 people over the phone personally. That would be all time consuming.
Right.
But for my contacts, I really, really find at the top of their important list, the phone's, for me, critical.
Okay. And so it's okay to call somebody and say, I really enjoyed our meeting. I'd like to schedule another one. What's your calendar look like? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, cool. And some of those phone calls might be, hey, I'm just calling to touch base. Do you have time
mm-hmm.
to talk?
Yeah. Yeah. And for people who, and that's one of those things, I think that sometimes you have to kind of be perceptive as you're doing that, because I like that you formed it as a question, do you have time to talk? Because oftentimes a person doesn't, but they may be able to later. And if we don't ask that question, sometimes it can be a turnoff. And then, I was right in the middle of something and, they just kept talking and, whatever. So I like that you started it off with a question, do you have time to talk?
Talking about perceptive. I think important. And it's important to let people know that you care about their needs and their time.
Mm-hmm.
You'll also find sometimes on the phone, especially if you're early in a relationship or just maybe beginning to try and have a relationship with somebody, if you make that kind of a phone call and they react like you're calling to try and sell them something, well, you might move them off of a peg or two on your list of wanting to follow up.
Right. Because we want to make sure that we're doing it comfortably, for sure.
Yeah.
So now, do you have a system, Steve?
I don't have a system where I could say, oh, I use this piece of software, et cetera.
Okay.
Between my calendar and my contact software and my contact management within Send Out Cards, I use those in concert.
Okay. But I guess maybe I should say it differently, because there are systems that a person can, or programs that a person can purchase or, download or whatever that help them to, maybe it's an e-zine or a newsletter or, like you said, Send Out Cards or some of those.
Contact.
Yeah. Yep.
Yep.
And those are some really great ways, depending on, like you said before, what you're trying to achieve. Those are some really good ways that we can follow up. But as far as I've gone to the event, I've got these cards. Do you have a system, like a protocol that you use after you, so that I've done this and now this is what I do?
Oh, absolutely. That's how you get that stack of cards into motion to being whatever they're going to be rather than being a stack of cards on your desk.
Okay.
And I agree. So for me, I'm going to divide those cards into, I need to make some phone calls and follow up immediately. I might need to send out some emails because I do a lot of connecting of people through email.
Mm-hmm.
So if I agree at a networking event, if I get a vibe from somebody that I should introduce them to somebody else, I'll typically get permission with party B before I do it, but then so that business card turns into an email where I'm introducing two people and just suggesting that they connect to find out if they can help each other. Some people will get cards. Some people will go on a list that I might contact them at some point in the future, and some of those cards I might just toss.
Okay. But I appreciate that you do have a system. Now, for those of you who have read Michael Gerber's book about the E-Myth, one of the things that he really talks about is having a system, and that systems will help us to be successful. And those of you who do use a system for whatever you do, whether it's following up or for, you know, my goodness, your routine that you have in the morning. Those are all systems that help us to be efficient. And when we're efficient, we're effective. And so for those people, Steve, that don't have a follow-up system in place, what would you suggest?
Couple different things. First of all, I'd start asking some of the business professionals around you that you respect if they would share with you what they do.
Mm-hmm.
Why reinvent the wheel? If there are folks that you gravitate to and you think they're doing it well, find out what they're doing, find out what you can take from that. For some people, it's appropriate to look into whether they can get some help through a personal assistant, a virtual assistant, something like that. But I totally agree with you. You have to have some systems. Again, back to the consistency, so you can get it done.
Yeah. And then are there any tools that you use? Obviously, send out cards. Are there any other tools that you use to help you with your systems or to organize your follow-up or anything like that? You also mentioned your calendars. Are there any other?
I've got some simple to-do style software that I use as well, and you can get much more sophisticated. But I know you're a list person. I'm a list
mm-hmm.
person.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I think that's really a really basic system, but it works.
Yeah, it is. It is a system, the simplest form for sure. But yeah, one of the things that I personally have really enjoyed is an app called Card Munch, and I've used that at multiple events in the last few months where, for those of you who haven't seen it, I have an iPhone, but it's called Card Munch. And you, in essence, you take a picture of the card, you upload it, you get the picture on your in a database there, but it also connects you to their LinkedIn profile. You can connect with them there. You can send them a note there. You can add them to your contacts. And it also has all of that information that was on their LinkedIn profile is then part of your database, which is really cool. There are some people that I don't add to my database, but there's others that I do because we really hit it off, or, you know, I just don't have them in my database, but here they are. I've got their card and I'm connected with them. And so for those of you who are looking for cool things like that, I would love for you to share that on, share the ones that you're using currently and that work for you on the Once to Mid Networker Facebook page, because then we can all share ideas. And if you are a person who is looking for some of those ideas, you can go there to find those as well. So, Steve, one other thing I wanted to ask about too, because this is the Once Timid Networker show. For people who are timid, do you have any advice? Because sometimes I've heard people say, well, you know, they gave me their card, but they were just trying to be nice. And, you know, that's just what you do at those things. And I think it could be a good connection, but I'm kind of afraid to follow up because unfortunately that's another reason why people don't follow up is fear. Do you have any advice for someone who has that fear of following up?
Overcome it. And I know that sounds really kind of trite, but I think when you follow up with other people, you're going to find a range of responses, sometimes no response, sometimes people act in ways that maybe reinforces fears, but going forth boldly and seeking out the yeses and the developing relationships reinforces that behavior so it becomes more comfortable.
Yeah, I agree with you. Sometimes stretching that comfort zone just a little bit can make our time more valuable, and we are more effective by doing that. So I do appreciate you saying that for sure.
Well, I'm just going to add on to that for a second. If we're talking about people who are networking and are concerned about following up, well, they're networking for a reason. They're networking because they know that's a good method to grow their business. And so when we talk about stretching, absolutely it's a learned skill. And so become a practitioner of doing it well, all the networking, not just the follow-up, and it gets easier. And then the follow-up, same thing. It gets easier the more you do.
Yeah. And if you do have a system or you have a set of steps that you use to follow up, And I find it helpful to write those steps down, because then if I, you know, come home and I'm tired and it's, you know, or I come back to my office and I'm tired and I don't know what, you know, I put those business cards someplace, or I've got that, you know, a list of people I need to contact. Sometimes I'm too tired or my mind is just not in that place to think of what to do, or I'm overwhelmed or whatever. But if I go back to that list of steps, sometimes that can, you know, ease that feeling of being overwhelmed or whatever, and you're able to still be able to remain consistent with what you've already been doing.
I also just want to talk to the concept of following up with integrity. If you're following up with people to develop relationships, that's great. Follow through on that. If you're following up and you're really following up just to make sales, then that's okay too, I guess. But recognize what you're doing and don't try to hide it.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah. Yeah. And I've heard, you know, one of the things I think that's really nice to do is if someone, you know, if you are following up to sell, ask if it's okay. Is it okay if I send you this information? Is it okay to talk to you about this later? Oftentimes, you know, I mean, there's drip methods that a person can use, and this show is not necessarily about sales and follow up, and so, you know, I don't want to get into that too much, and we'll use another program for that. But I appreciate what you're saying. When we're networking, and every show that we've had, if you've listened continually, or if this is your first one, our show repeatedly stresses that it's not about us. It's always about that other person. And I know, Steve, that's something that is one of your core phrases, if there is a core phrase.
it's not about you. Absolutely.
It is, right. And so, and I think that's part of why you're good at what you do, because you keep that in mind and you always make that other person feel important. So I think that's probably a really good thing to keep in mind when you are following up. So any other cool things that you have before we get on to our most wanted number one thing?
I don't think so.
Okay. So one of my favorites, and one of the things I've heard is a favorite, is if our listeners were to do one thing that would make a difference in their follow-up, in your opinion, what would that be? And it can be something we've talked about or something we haven't talked about.
In my opinion, that one thing would be if you find yourself in a position where you're having difficulty following up, stop and think about why you're having the difficulty. It could be because you're time stressed or you don't have a system, but be attuned to a situation where maybe you're trying to follow up using a method that's just not suited to you, or maybe you're trying to force yourself to follow up with somebody that either you don't want to, or it's an inappropriate connection, or somebody that would not be a good connection for you. So if you're having difficulty following up in a specific instance, I just recommend taking a step back and looking at it and trying to figure out why, so you can do something about that.
So do a little evaluation on why that is a challenge. That's a really good advice. That was not what I was expecting that you would say. That's a good one. I always try to think, I wonder what they'll say. And sometimes I'm on and sometimes I'm way off. And today I was way off. But I think that this is a really good one thing, because it would make a difference and free us up quite a bit. Like you said before, even with, you know, disposing of the cards that we're not going to be using to follow up with, I think that's really good. Cool.
So can I do something dangerous here?
I think so.
I want to ask the hostess, what kinds of things she thought I might point out as being the one thing.
Oh, just some of the other things that you've talked about, you know, on the show today, you know, that, you know, being consistent and, you know, those kinds of things. Nothing too out there, but, you know, I like this. I thought that was a good. Okay, so since this is a networking show, I do want to ask what a good referral for you would be. And so if you could tell us that, because some of us are sitting here thinking, how can I help Steve?
Sure. A great referral for me is somebody who's intrigued with the notion of using greeting cards or postcards to further their relationships, whether business or personal, because I like to help other people act on those promptings to reach out in kindness to others through cards. And sometimes that's basic business follow-up, but it's so much more, or can be so much more than that. So that's a great referral, somebody that wants to explore sending cards.
And I just am going to take a moment, too, because the Send Out Cards program is pretty darn cool. I know that I have a friend in Scotland who sent me a package, and it took over a month to get it. I had a one-to-one meeting with someone in Australia, and she sent me a card, and I got it 2 days later. And so one of the cool things about Send Out Cards is that, you know, you have that speed. And I don't know why that happened, but it was really cool. And so you can send your cards all over the world with this product because it goes in the mail. So just as a cool thing. So if a person does want to help you out and thinks that they may have a referral for you, how could they contact you?
Email is wine, W-E-I-N, at sendoutcards.com. My website is sendoutcards.com/MN, or if they'd like to pick up the phone and give me a holler, I'm at 952-250-4772.
Perfect. All right. And that MN at the end is like as in Minnesota, MN. Well, great. Steve, thank you for coming on today. It's nice to be able to gather from the experience that you've had and what you've seen and to be able to learn from some of the tips that you've had, and I appreciate you sharing your expertise with us.
Always a pleasure to talk with you.
Well, thank you. Always a pleasure to talk with you, too. So for those of you listening, I hope that this was a program that you found some benefit from, and that you, if you already have a system that you're using, I hope that it was something that you thought on and thought, yes, that would be helpful. Maybe you thought of another colleague who maybe struggles with following up and had some pointers to give to them. If you're a person who has struggled with following up and you're that person that we talked about at the beginning with the business cards, hopefully this will give you some ideas for maybe setting up your own system for following up so that you can, you know, have your networking efforts be something that is of value and not a waste of your time. Because without that follow-up, it is a waste of time. But once we start making those connections when we're done, that's where, as our blur brought out, that's where the magic happens. So take some of the things that we thought about and we talked about today and implement them into your business strategy. And if there's too many things that you have and you thought, oh, I've got to do this and I've got to do that, that's okay. Make a list, pick one and work on it until you succeed with that one and then move to the next one. Thank you so much for joining us today. Of course, always, I'd love to have you listen and share the things that you're learning here with us. To stay current with what's happening with the Once Timid Networker, you can find us on Facebook as well as on our website, theoncetimidnetworker.com. We hope that today's show has helped you to look at networking and following up a little differently, and hopefully we've given you some tools that will help you to be more efficient and more effective with that. Thank you for listening, and I wish you a lovely rest of your day.
This has been a presentation of Next Stage Online Radio, the internet radio station for Next Stage Media Group. For more information on our business and lifestyle programs, go to nextstagemediagroup.com.